List poems are also known as noun-verb poems. To write a list poem, you pick a subject to write about, and then on one side of the paper, you write a list of nouns that have to do with the subject. After that, you write a list of uncommon and surprising verbs on the other side of the paper. Here are some great examples of list poems.
Animals by Alex. Puppies prancing, hamsters running, cats batting, birds flying, frogs leaping, fish swimming, dolphins sleeping, kitties frisking. What are you? The beach. Waves roaring, sand whimpering, shells calling, seagulls racing, wind crying, boats humming, fish flipping. By Karina.
Puppies by Hannah T. Tongues dragging, legs racing, ears leaping, tails flying, bark screeching, fur glimmering, whiskers twitching. I love puppies.
Special place poems are about a place that makes you feel like it's yours. Special place poems describe how you feel and what you're doing in that place. We hope you enjoy these fantastic special place poems.
Goodbye by Grace. When I disappear to the land of books, I say goodbye to good, I say goodbye to evil, I say goodbye to friends, I say goodbye to family, I say goodbye to life, I say goodbye to the world, and hello again in my book.
I wish I had a secret place, by Abraham. My secret place would be a rock fort with all my supplies. It would be in the woods where all the animals live. All I would hear is the cicadas and the cool breeze of the wind. It would be calm and quiet and also unstressful. Oh, how I wish I had a special place to relax in my space.
My special place by Rachel. I love my special place. I jump into bed. I grab a flashlight and pull the covers over my head. Where there are mysteries and dragons and wizards too, maybe you'll be there. I'll invite you.
The Barn by Hannah. The barn is an escape from the world. I can smell the horses and hay. It's not everyone's favorite smell, but I like it. I feel brave and courageous, confident and proud. Free. Hear the clomping of the horses' hoofs. Hear the horses call to you. Every time I go there, I feel my smile emerge 2 miles. The barn is an escape from the world.
To write a mirror poem, you look at yourself in a mirror and describe your face using similes and metaphors. Here are 3 mirror poems that are exciting as running into a candy store with a pocket full of money.
My imagination. My hair is like a chocolate waterfall flowing down my head. My eyes are like acorns rolling on the ground, looking side to side. My skin is like strawberry ice cream sprinkled with chocolate jimmies. My teeth are like shiny white snowflakes sparkling on the ground. My tongue is like a slide with water flowing down it. By Caroline C.
Me. My eyes are like green olives that lie on a white platter. My hair is like strands of bent straw. My nose is like a room with 2 open doors that sniff out intruders. My mouth is like a dark cave with white teeth that guard it. My tongue is like a pink snake hungry for something to eat. My heart is like a drum that keeps beating. By Grace D.
My Face by Caroline W. My hair is like thin fudge stripes up in a ponytail. My bangs are like a willow tree hanging from my face. My eyes are like sliced kiwi that fell on some snow. My nose is like a tiny tree stump on some sand. My arms are like 2 thick twigs. My heart is like a heavy weight that keeps pounding and pounding.
A couplet poem is made up of many pairs of lines that rhyme. Let's enjoy this couplet poem by Robert L.
Bob's Playdate by Robert. A boy named Bob was walking down the street when he ran into his friend named Pete. Then they went to his house to play. They played the whole entire day. First they played basketball. Then they ran up and down the hall. Then he stubbed his toe. Later he had to go. His mom came to pick him up, then he went home to have some supper.
We hope you enjoyed our fourth grade poems that we wrote with Ted Shai.